This is KCUR. When you think about college national championships, you might think of the Final Four or a college football bowl game. But forget KU, forget Mizzou, forget K-State even. There's a national title on the line today for Kansas City. KCUR's Jeremy Bernfeld has the story.
Courtney Frerichs can run faster than you.
82, 83, good.
She runs the steeplechase on the UMKC track team. It's an insane event. You run 3,000 meters, nearly two grueling miles, while jumping over barriers like hurdles. And one of the barriers is in front of a pit of water.
84, last lap.
She's been running training laps with her coach because today she's in Oregon, running in the semifinals of the NCAA championships. She already ran the fastest collegiate steeplechase time in the country this year, back in May.
I honestly couldn't believe it.
That's Courtney.
I was so overwhelmed with emotion. I was like almost like just in tears because I was just so happy. Just unbelievable.
Unbelievable because she's still a newbie. Frerichs grew up in Nixa, Missouri, near Springfield. She played soccer and was seriously into gymnastics from age three. That means growing up with Olympic heroes like Carly Patterson and Shawn Johnson.
Everyone associates gymnastics with the Olympics. So growing up, that's the question you always get. Oh, do you want to go to the Olympics? And of course the answer is yes. So I always grew up with that Olympic dream.
She wasn't all that serious about running, but showed enough athletic talent to earn a scholarship to UMKC. She arrived on campus 3 years ago, never having run a steeplechase. But just months later, Frerichs qualified for the Junior World Championships in Barcelona.
My freshman year, I still thought of myself as a gymnast who ran. After that summer where I did Junior Worlds and really, I shifted to, I'm a runner, and I just really worked on taking care of all the little details.
And she's only gotten better from there. She's an All-American. She set a ton of school records. She helped the women's track team to its first conference championship in 15 years.
So you've competed in the steeplechase fewer than, say, 25 times, and you're looking at an NCAA championship.
Yeah, I've never thought about it like that, but I guess, yeah, that's kind of the reality of it.
She's very, very, very good. She's, I would say she's sort of on the cusp of world class right now.
That's John Cassane. He's a contributing writer at Running Times magazine. Steeplechase is a different kind of race. With all the running and jumping, Cassane says it requires a different kind of athlete, one that Frerichs is familiar with.
You know, the steeplechase demands a lot of athleticism, flexibility, and those are benefits of soccer and gymnastics.
Frerichs' meteoric rise comes with a lot of hard work. She works out 10 times a week. She runs 70 miles. Her training plan covers sprints, distance, what to eat, how much to sleep. And Cassane says it's paying off, both for her and for UMKC.
Clearly, she's someone that a lot of people are aware of now because she's run so fast this spring, and it's definitely going to help the program there.
Her coach, James Butler, says Frerichs is raising the bar for the track team and for all of you Kansas City runners.
If you see some girl flying down the trolley trail, that's her. She's kind of getting known just as that fast girl that I see running every day.
She's gotten so fast, they're even bringing up the big O word, the Olympics. Her fastest time would have put her in 11th place at the 2012 Games, just in front of Portugal's national champion.
Sat her down and I said, look, you're allowed to have the Olympic dream again. You know, it's going to be in track. It's not going to be in gymnastics. A lot of people will say, oh, yeah, I want to be an Olympian. I was like, you have a legitimate, dream on this that you could do it.
Frerichs still has 1 year left at school. She already finished the requirements to graduate with a chemistry degree, so she had to pick up a second major, psychology. And sticking around gives her another year to train with Butler.
I mean, every year we think, well, can't possibly get a whole lot faster, and she still does. So it's exciting every time that we step on the track that it's like, well, let's see what we can do.
Frerichs is once again dreaming on the Olympics. And with another year to train for next summer's games in Rio, they're closer than ever before. Jeremy Bernfeld, KCUR News.